works.
Okay, the time is now 6 o'clock. We'll call this meeting to order with a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Councilor Bunnell.
Present.
Councilor Karen.
Here.
Councilor May.
Here.
Councilor Mandler.
Here.
Councilor Yuknek.
Present.
I'm here. Colleen's absent. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit for items on the agenda. Anyone from the public wishing to speak?
Good evening. Timothy Condon, president of the Pontville Firefighters. I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time tonight. I know it's a special meeting and coming out and having this meeting so you can meet with Attorney Satti. Just wanted to say a few things before you go on there and speak with him. The process, the issue that the whole arbitration swung over is something that the union has been battling for since the early 2000s, I believe. It was something that was brought up in the Allman study. It was again brought up in the mid-20-teens through the staffing subcommittee. And then me personally, I stood at this podium something like, I counted about 20 to 32 times, asking to work with the fire chiefs and the fire service to figure out a way forward for our fire service. You had a talented speak. I don't know, but I'll just say, my wife used to work for Mr. Satti, so I can say that you were well represented. And I want to say that because I know there was a lot of notions around this. Some people thought that the union was going to prevail simply because we have TA. I hope everybody had the time to read the award. The award specifically goes over and says that wasn't solely the case. It was a unanimous decision. So the way that the union views the award, and that we're hoping that maybe you can come to see, is while we may have disagreed where we landed, what the award actually shows that this is the best for both the bargaining unit and the town. I know there's been talk about response times later on. If you want to have a discussion about response times, we can go over that with you guys. Response times are actually going to improve. I know that's probably antithetical to what you've heard, but we have the data to prove it. Personally, I hope we don't end up in this position again. I would like to find a way for the fire service in general to start communicating. But the real issue that we have here isn't the issue that we litigated over. It's the fact that the fire service itself has a communication problem and a data problem. We have a combination fire service, not paid guys and volunteers for one service, but it's not treated that way. For whatever reason, I'm not blaming anybody. It is one of the hardest systems to actually correct, and there's been massive studies about how very different it is. The second part, though, is data, and I want to say something about data because I've spoken to a lot of people, and everybody obviously is going to come to me and ask why these decisions were made. How did that come to be? And everybody wants to say, the council's against the fire department, and I want you to know that I don't feel that way. And how I think that what I've expressed to the union and to anybody who will listen is, in the same progress of time that we've been litigating this public safety issue, we have sat back and watched you start a police department. Some of you were on the news saying that you don't care what it costs, you're going to protect these schools and get safety officers, one of the first towns in the area to do so. So the only thing that I'm left to say is that I know from our standpoint that you don't have good data coming to you from the fire service. You don't have good analytics. And I hope that when we were able to sit down with the mayor and we were able to present all these data points to him, I think that was one of the things, not to put words in his mouth, but I think that's what kind of swayed him our way. So I hope that you take the time and read it with an open mind and see it for how we see it in the arbiter side. This is a win-win. And again, this isn't the way we wish. so that we can know where we sit.
Thank you. Sir?
Brian Baker, 560 Chesterfield Road. Just a couple of things I'd like clarification on before you go forward with the executive session. One of the items on the agenda is a collective bargaining agreement, it appears, which is going to be between the town and the firefighters, you are correct? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Discussions? Okay. Item two, when you vote on this item, you will come out of executive session into public session to take that vote, correct?
There is no vote on this. This is informational only.
All right, so you're not going to be acting one way or another on this agreement side?
That's correct.
No matter what happens in executive session?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Last call for the public. Hearing none, moving on. Appointments and resignations. To consider and act on a motion to accept the resignation of Mr. Paul Chase from the Conservation Commission, effective immediately.
So moved.
Got a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item B, to consider and act on a motion to appoint Mr. John Gutens from an alternate member to fill the member's vacancy on the Conservation Commission with a term to expire June 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Item six, executive session. To consider and act on a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing our strategy and negotiations with respect to the collective bargaining without prejudice to the council's right to discuss the same in private pursuant to the Connecticut General Statute 1-200-2. Discussions to include members of the town council, Mayor Ron McDaniel and Attorney Michael Sade. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're in executive session at 6:06.